Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert David Steele, who's a former high-level case in the field officer, and the actual physical intelligence type spy, and spy runner, intelligence gatherer, really a great futurist and researcher. He'll be joining us coming up in about 5 minutes. Last time he was on with us, it made international headlines. I mean, it was in major newspapers and publications, the stuff he broke here on air. We'll get more into censorship, Google in bed with the CIA, government-sponsored terror, and a lot more with him. And then Ed Haas joins us coming up with a huge story about 9/11 government involvement and evidence in the third hour. Right now, I said I'd play this. Here's part of Keith Olbermann with Jonathan Turley, who he has almost every night now, talking about restrictions on free speech. And, well, that actually comes up another clip I've got I'll talk about later. This one is about just the police state. Here it is.
It was in December of last year that we first learned the president had authorized domestic spying by the National Security Agency. Tonight, at the start of this December, comes word that eavesdropping might be just the proverbial tip of the iceberg when it comes to the federal government's surveillance on its own citizens. It seems not being on the no-fly list is no longer enough to keep someone out of the clutches of the Bush administration. The Associated Press reporting that millions of American citizens entering or leaving the U.S. in the past 4 years have been assigned a secret terror rating based on such bizarre factors as number of one-way trips taken, seating preferences, dining preferences. It gets worse. Travelers are not allowed to see nor challenge the computer-generated scores, which the government plans to keep on file for up to 40 years. The Democrat Patrick Leahy, the incoming chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, today expressing outrage, promising scrutiny of the program in the new Congress. One can only imagine how outraged Senator Leahy might be at seeing this other thing, the kind of image taken by a new federal screening system x-raying of passengers' bodies to detect concealed explosives and other weapons. That's apparently not all it can detect. The Transportation Security Administration planning to have one such machine up and running at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport by Christmas. If you have been roped into spending the holidays with the in-laws in Scottsdale, here is your perfect excuse. Or go Greyhound for a constitutionality x-ray. I'm joined now by George Washington University law professor and constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley. Thanks once more for your time tonight, sir.
Thanks, Keith.
Having now seen that photo, we can't not begin with the x-ray machine. It would seem, Jonathan, to be not just intrusive, but actually indecent, so much so. What is the difference between requiring passengers to subject themselves to that and simply asking them to strip off all their clothes before boarding?
Well, maybe this is a recruiting tool to get TSA applicants, which will now be called TNA or something. I don't know. But most of us are more afraid we'll be sent to something like Jenny Craig than Gitmo after this, because it is a very revealing picture. And, you know, on the serious side, you know, there is real problems with having strangers looking at an image, even one with parts covered up, that still is pretty accurate in terms of what you look like under your clothes. And the Constitution recognizes that there are some unreasonable searches and seizures. I would have to say that this seems pretty unreasonable. I think most people would be horrified. You know, we've all seen these people gathered around these screens looking at what's in your luggage. Sometimes it looks like a coffee clutch. I think people would be horrified to know that their actual physical image was on the machine.
Let's turn to this personal terror rating. I mean, it sounds terrible, but I'm having trouble nailing down what's particularly terrible about this. Is it the criteria? When you use things like meal preference, that might be a kind of hidden racial or religious profile?
Back it up. We'll play the rest when we get back. No, the problem is it shows that they've already got databases on non-criminals categorizing us all as criminals, and the database is a lot bigger than that from what Admiral Poindexter admitted they were doing 4 years ago. It's hundreds of times worse. And they don't mention to you here that the government admits, and this is already now in six airports, this is the sixth, that they record your naked image, okay, and most of the machines have you go in a circle and do a 360. So they have a recording of your naked body. Okay, Keith?
It's
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a 20-paragraph bio here on Robert David Steele. And I think it's best with our guest for him to just tell you, the audience that don't know who he is, some of the key, things he's done and some of the things he's doing today. Thanks for coming back on with us, Robert.
Well, I'm very glad to be with you. Do you want me to just sum up my background in 4 sentences?
Sure.
Lived overseas all my life as the son of an oil man, Marine Corps infantry officer, recovering spy, created the Marine Corps Intelligence Command, and realized that the U.S. government is spending $60 billion a year on the 5% it can steal and next to nothing on everything else. So my job in life today is to bring the world, but particularly the U.S. policy establishment and the citizens that vote for it, back in touch with global reality.
And then after you were involved creating the Marine Corps Intelligence Command, you were then involved in clandestine on-the-ground operations with the CIA.
That was before. I did 6 back-to-back overseas tours. I chased terrorists in the 1980s. And in fact, I wrote an unclassified letter to Charlie Allen, who was then the National Intelligence Officer for Terrorism, and I said, Charlie, here are all the things we're doing wrong. Well, I found that letter, which was written about 1985. I found that letter in my files recently, and we're still doing everything wrong.
Let's get into the Middle East, your analysis on what's happening with the James Baker Bush Sr. arm, the oil company arm, coming in and on the surface claiming they're putting the brakes to the neocons. What Cheney's visit overseas means to you. And then let's get into more on Google and the CIA and government-sponsored terror and have some time to elaborate on some of the things we talked about a few weeks ago. Boy, that made a lot of headlines, that last interview.
Well, I was very surprised because the news had come out earlier, but it's obvious that you have more pull than the Homeland Security newsletter. Because when it came out on your show 18 months afterwards, it really made news. It did not make news when it was published in Washington. And that may be because where it was published was part of the mainstream media that is captive.
Well, I have to say that I can go on a national TV show that supposedly, like, let's say, Good Morning America, supposedly with 8 million viewers at that time, and maybe get a few, you know, 100,000 visitors and 20 emails. But I can go on somebody else's show, just a mom and pop show on some 5,000 watt AM, where it is a tuned in active audience and get a huge response. And so when you come on here with about 2 million listeners, that's a conservative number each day, and they're all active. I mean, I would say we do have a great audience.
Yep, you do. Taking your questions about Baker and,
sure,
and Cheney, let me take them in two short parts. Number one, I regard James Baker and Warren Christopher, who was Clinton's Secretary of State, as interchangeable good old boys from Wall Street. I consider the Iraq Study Group to be nothing less than extremely expensive lipstick on the pig. Bob Gates is going to be absolutely impotent as Secretary of Defense unless Dick Cheney is fired. And I realize an elected vice president can't be fired, but I'm quite sure that he can get an offer he can't refuse. The bottom line here, and I sent the press release out yesterday. If you Google for OSS CEO on Google News, you'll get all my press releases. I also sent it as a fax to Congress, and I basically said Bob Gates, the Secretary of Defense, is lipstick on the pig unless Dick Cheney goes. If Dick Cheney goes, Bob Gates could perhaps be one of the finest secretaries of defense in our recent history. Now, as to Cheney's visit to Saudi Arabia, that tells me two things. It tells me, one, Condi Rice really is just a poster child. I mean, she's just a placeholder. She's not really our Secretary of State. And obviously, what had to be discussed with Saudi Arabia was way too important to relegate to Condi, whom I kindly say, if Bill Clinton was our first black president, then Condi Rice is our first Valley Girl bimbo as Secretary of State. I think Dick Cheney went to Saudi Arabia in part because he is really in charge of the government, and George Bush doesn't realize just how much power Dick Cheney has usurped from George Bush, who's a well-intentioned, really good-hearted individual that is in way over his head, in part because his vice president has betrayed him from day one.
That, you're saying a complete puppet.
I think George Bush is a good guy who means well, who is having his orders countermanded by Dick Cheney behind his back, who is having Dick Cheney pretend that Bush has authorized things that Dick Cheney is ordering in the president's name. I believe that Dick Cheney is a major cancer in this government. And if we're to do anything with these last 2 years, Dick Cheney has got to be kicked out of office.
But then we've got Dick Cheney's supporters, and he wouldn't be there if he didn't have a lot of power behind him. He was brought along by the Bush 41 machine. And of course,
that's absolutely true, but I think that if you listen to some of the wise men, the Dick Cheney that we have in power today is not the Dick Cheney that they knew. He is not the Dick Cheney that they brought along. He has morphed into something vastly more evil and vastly more dangerous. And everything that I am seeing and hearing through open source intelligence says that essentially even Dick Cheney's most ardent supporters are beginning to realize that he may be some kind of glue-crazed monster beneath that placid exterior. And he is, in fact, hurting his supporters as well as the president. He is certainly hurting the interests of every American.
Now, before we get into what he was meeting in Saudi Arabia and what you and others think that concerns, you have said that there's enough evidence to indict Dick Cheney for 9/11. You said that in a press release.
Yes.
You said that here. So clearly you believe the evidence points towards him. And, of course, we know he was in the bunker saying the order still stands. The plane's 50, 20, 10 miles out. Have you heard any, you know, thing to the contrary? We have Mineta's.
Well, I attended a 9/11 truth meeting, and I was very impressed by the quality of both the speakers, which included Wayne Madsen and Webster Tangley. I'm also reviewing a series of videos on 911 mysteries. That's the series that has a tape on demolitions, a tape on hijackers, many of whom have been discovered, and airplanes, none of which parts, every part in an airplane is numbered. There have been no parts of the airplanes actually found. And then the whole war game thing where Cheney was controlling the government. And finally, who benefits, namely Wall Street and the people who were able to insure themselves and evacuate their most precious possessions from the World Trade Center. And, of course, all the law files, all the files of securities investigations that were destroyed and basically inoculated white-collar criminals from ongoing investigations and prosecutions.
We even have two FBI agents that quietly went to prison for insider trading. They were not responsible for the lion's share of it that led back to Alex Brown and co. And Buzzy Krongard.
Yes, Buzzy Krongard. He will see justice one day. Now, let me say to you, because I think we need to have a peaceful resolution. I don't believe that we're going to be able to indict and convict people like Dick Cheney and George Tenet and Buzzy Krongard in such a manner as to put them in jail for life. But I do believe that we can do what is now being done, has been done in South Africa, is now being done in Uruguay and Argentina and other countries, which is we can have truth and reconciliation commissions. We can out these people and clearly tar and feather them in the public eye, and certainly Dick Cheney and Buzzy Krongard are two of my top targets.
So convict them in the court of public opinion.
Exactly.
Destroy them.
At the same time, using that as a virtual amnesty, state very, very clearly that anyone from this moment forward who betrays the public trust is going to be turned into dog meat and buried 6 feet deep.
Now I want to get into why Cheney went to Saudi Arabia, and this is really important, but I want to, you know, you talk to a lot of former people in intelligence. You talk to a lot of people who are currently in intelligence. We interview a lot of them here on air, but they told us what their sense is. They told us that the majority of people in intelligence who are high enough level to not just, you know, be basically cannon fodder, know that 9/11 is a lie end to end, and then there's just a debate about who exactly was involved. And, you know, we found the buried bodies in the backyard. We know the guy did it. He just won't tell us exactly how he did it or who he chopped up first. What's your take on how on people in government?
Look, I will give you a purely speculative take, all right, based on my reading and my life experience. My speculative take is that Al-Qaeda, with the help of the Pakistani intelligence service, which is generally controlled by radicals, that Al-Qaeda actually put into place a plan for hijacking airplanes and for doing attacks against major cultural icons in the United States, including not only the World Trade Center, but the Sears building in Chicago, the bank building in San Francisco, and possibly even the Capitol. And I believe that was ongoing. And I believe that Pakistan told Cheney two things. He said, number one, we can't stop this. And number two, we can control it, and it may be in your best interest. Because you know that the neocons have for a long time understood that the common sense of the American people can only be overridden by a cataclysmic event that causes everyone to just lose consciousness. And I believe that Dick Cheney took over this planned attack. I believe that the 100,000 from the Pakistani intelligence service to Mohammed Atta was part of a plan that had been approved at the last minute by the White House as a means of creating a major event that would allow the White House to then go to war on Iraq without justification.
But then, how do you mesh that? We have British intelligence has got a lot of control as well in the Pakistan. With the dean of the Defense Language School going, look, we trained some of these people here. These are government agents. We have the – I've talked to the embassy heads who say we were blocking them from getting visas back in.
And CIA insisted. I think this has been going on for a while. I mean, remember, Bush has been in power and Cheney has been in power over Bush since the year 2000. There, I think, was a last-minute adjustment. But I think that this was indeed put into place, and I also believe that it's entirely possible that and I really want to stress, I cannot draw firm conclusions that would send someone to jail or to death, but I can definitely say this needs to be investigated properly. I think there is clear evidence that Boeing has created automated control mechanisms for airplanes that could be put in place.
Let's talk about that when we get back. Yeah. You get Arabs on board, then you hijack it by remote controls.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Robert David Steele is our guest, veteran, CIA intelligence officer, running different ground operations around the planet, one of the founders of the modern branch of Marine Corps intelligence, the second most senior individual in that organization, and he's done a lot of research. He's also one of the biggest reviewers on Amazon.com of their nonfiction books. And we are talking about the geopolitical landscape right now. Robert, I don't want to run out of time here, and unless you've got more to say on 9/11. What do you think Dick Cheney is talking about when he was over in Saudi Arabia? What was the agenda?
Well, Cheney's going to Saudi Arabia tells me two things. The first is this was too important for our Valley Girl Secretary of State. The second is that I think Dick Cheney is doing, my personal speculation, is that Dick Cheney is doing a last-minute bolstering of the Saudi regime. And what really confounds me is that the Saudi regime, while it has oil, is sponsoring this very virulent anti-American form of radical Islamic terrorism all over the world, while Iran is trying to control it. And so from my point of view, I think that the White House has given a wink and a nod to Israel to attack Iran before Christmas. I believe that Dick Cheney went to Saudi Arabia to seek their approval for an Israeli attack on Iran. And I believe that Dick Cheney right now is single-handedly running American foreign policy to the detriment of the American people. And I
think
the single best thing, just
one quick
thought, single best thing we can do is demand that Dick Cheney leave office immediately before Christmas.
So many people are saying the same thing. I got sources in the military all over. Members of Congress are saying it. They're beating the war drums all over talk radio. I mean, you think they're really going to have the nerve to go ahead and attack Iran and trigger the economic crises, at the bare minimum that's going to cause?
The short answer is yes. Israel is divided itself. I mean, I have many Israeli friends, especially scholars, Debka, Haratz. There are sane parts of Israel. There are also insane parts of Israel. And unfortunately, you have this whole... The Stockholm syndrome you have where genocide victims become the perpetrators. I believe that at the highest levels, Israel has become a genocidal state. It cannot understand reason. It will not listen to reason. It's violating its own policies right now by using cluster bombs against Lebanon.
Well, isn't this what we see over and over again, is just war mania? I mean, let's talk about Cheney. 5 heart attacks. He's literally Darth Vader. Normally when people are that sick, they retire, they go away, they go play golf. He is just supposedly still working long hours every day, running around, flying here and there, behind the scenes. He isn't seen sometimes for weeks at a time. He's so busy hopscotching with the elites.
No, he's actually busy hiding his illness. Do you know that he had to insist that his debate with John Edwards be seated because he couldn't stand up for more than 15 minutes at a time?
Well, I knew he'd had surgery on arteries in the backs of his legs, yeah.
Well, he has a problem. Dick Cheney is a very sick man, and I hope that he either resigns or that his next heart attack is his last.
Well, my point is this. He is running around trying to court the different elites. We know Israel is supporting him. And you know, the Saudis, what a sick group.
The botched group, they're kidnapping starlets in the United States at 30,000 to 50,000 a head, delivered to their Learjets. This is...
Okay, well, let's. I don't want to have to bleep out what you're saying. Let's.
Okay.
This
is baloney.
In fact, let's talk about that. I mean, it's well known that they were just kidnapping people from all over Central Europe because of their penchant for blondes, and this is admitted, and children, snuff films, all of it. But what's your evidence of grabbing American starlets?
Well, we cover other atrocities. We actually cover the 10 threats identified by General Brent Scowcroft, one of the few American adults in the power circle. And among all the threats from poverty, infectious disease, environmental degradation, right below genocide, you have other atrocities. Other atrocities largely covers 2 major crime areas. One is trade in body parts. This is where prisoners are required to give up body parts or where people are kidnapped and murdered for body parts. And this is happening everywhere. And the other major crime is the kidnapping of people for the sex trade. And this includes basically 3 levels. It includes, at the lowest level, kidnapping children for child molestation and exploitation purposes. It includes raiding Russian orphanages for girls at a young age who are then raised like cattle for sex slavery. It includes persuading foolish young girls from Connecticut to come to an audition in New York, and the ones that are stupid enough to show up by themselves get kidnapped and are never seen again. And then finally, at the very, very high end, for those who don't want to pay $1,000 to $5,000 per
night. Stay there. Let's talk about it on the other side. We've got a break. This is real. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
We got Ed Haas joining us in the next hour. He's got the letters from the FBI, their business cards. This Jewish American was in the cemetery working on some stuff behind a wall, the classic story, and heard two people in the cemetery talking about when the towers get hit in September, they'll learn what it's like to be hit by terrorists, how the stupid Arabs don't know we're manipulating them. And he's called the FBI. I've made a phone call. These letters are real. These cards are real. This person did warn them. And it fits in with the FBI agents who were compartmentalized, who weren't part of the attacks. Obviously, 99% of them weren't involved, who were out in Phoenix and in Chicago and, you know, saying, well, these people want to take planes off and not land them. They're saying they're going to do this. And then the FBI had so much info, they were saying they've got a plan to probably hit the World Trade Center. Shut up. You know, you'll be fired if you tell anybody. I'm not giving you a wiretap order. I mean, it's just, but this new info is pretty powerful, and we'll vet it coming up in the next hour. I want to finish up with the child kidnapping rings, the slave trade, with you, Mr. Steele. But then I want to talk about how we stop an attack on Iran, which people in the know, big talk show hosts nationally who are tied in the Republican Party, are saying before Christmas. We're talking in the next 20 days, boys and girls. Is there a way to avert that? But first, finish up with the because it has come out in the news here and there, but it's kept very quiet about how big. Well, the UN said that from 2000 to 2002, 1.2 million women and children were kidnapped out of Central and Eastern Europe alone. I mean, that is huge. But I mean, go back to what you were saying about the girls, the teenage girls getting tricked for modeling up to New York, and then, oh, come for a drink on the jet. Tell us about it.
Well, all I can say is this stuff happens all around us. I mean, people don't realize how many people disappear, including from cruise lines. It's just there is this enormous lack of accountability and lack of attention. And I would just say to you, if you are ever invited to anything like this, make sure you not only take someone with you and have your cell phone with you, but also make sure they know that there are at least six different people that know that you're right there. I think crime, in fact, it's a documented fact, Moise Naim's book, Illicit, crime is now a $2 trillion a year industry. And just to put this in the context of the legal economy of the legal economy of the world is no more than $7 trillion. Crime is now $2 trillion. Legal economy is $7 trillion, and it's gradually moving where crime is going to become $3 trillion and then half. We're losing control of the legal economy, and what that means is we're losing the taxes that support Social Security and all
that. Well, that's what I've always said. It's the crime has an advantage, not just being sociopathic or psychopathic, but they have the advantage of not having the taxes, so it puts everything else at a disadvantage. And I mean, you could almost call it crime world, and that's what I've likened it to. Where, you know, I mean, take the Aztecs and the Mayan culture, Apocalypto coming out in a few days. At their decline, it was because the elite had gone so crazy. Well, this is an establishment that's gone just mad with crime and looting, where that's the norm, and criminality is now being inculcated by the criminal group that's taking over the body politic of the society, and they're now making normal behavior crime. So they call goodness crime, and they call evil good. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Is there any way to stop it? I mean,
I think there is a way to stop it, and I believe that every one of your listeners and every American, every actual person is a person of generally goodwill, and all they're lacking is the knowledge and the connectivity. And what the internet has provided all of us is with a chance to not only come together but to share knowledge. For example, the president's daily brief, which is a top secret briefing for the president of the United States, costs the taxpayer $1.2 billion a week to produce. That's the $60 billion cost of the secret intelligence world divided by 52 weeks. $1.2 billion a week. For $500 a week, I am publishing free to the public generally an 8 to 9 page review of Global Reality, the Week in Review, where we cover the 10 threats from poverty, infectious disease, all the way down to terrorism, genocide, transnational crime. We cover the 12 policies that the United States should be pursuing in a coherent fashion, and we cover the 8 challengers from Brazil and China through Russia, Venezuela, and then wild cards like radical Islam. The bottom line here is there is no lack of knowledge. Our problem right now is that Washington decisions are made based on who's paid what, not on what the people need.
And they're not made long term. It's just crony networks in their cloistered ivory towers. You want to talk
That's
about?
Right. And I'll tell you the big difference here, Alex, is that these people, including Dick Cheney, have not realized not only that the public is now awake, but unless they have a spaceship ready to go to Mars, there is no place on this planet where they can hide in the next 10 years, and I anticipate the public taking back a great deal of their ill-gotten gains in the next 10 years.
Well, that's what I see happening. Either the parasite, a smart parasite, feeds, doesn't overproduce, hides itself under the back of the ear on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is now like a 100-pound dog dragging around a 100-pound tick, and the tick's getting fatter and fatter. It's going to bleed out the dog, and it's so stupid it doesn't know to stop. I mean, this has brought down so many other, you know, oligarchies and corrupt systems, when now their own enforcers, their own minions are setting up
right
their own petty empires, and they're brainwashing the police, militarizing them. Gingrich is jumping around saying, you know, ban free speech, arrest everyone. National talk show hosts are saying, I should be arrested and I shouldn't have free speech. And I don't think they realize that they are waking everybody up doing that. I mean, I don't think they realize that what you just said is true. Listen, I do interviews every day on other talk shows. Every caller, I mean, we're talking one out of 20 might disagree. On the streets, everywhere. I mean, let's say I get pulled over. I tend to speed and, you know, and whatever. So I'll say I get pulled over twice a year. The police, nine times out of 10, let me go because they're fans. I mean, so you either got bad cops or good cops. And my point is, there is a huge awakening.
Well, I think there is. And, in fact, I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution and concentration of wealth. Excessive concentration of wealth is the number one producer of violent revolutions around the world. And I believe today in America, we have not only an extraordinary concentration of wealth, but the average American, including myself, is back to the 1970s with respect to their earning power. We're killing not only middle-class jobs, we're killing honest blue-collar jobs. Walmart is killing honest blue-collar jobs.
And that's because it's a predatory system. It doesn't know how to build.
It is a predatory system. And it is also a predatory system that has forgotten the whole concept of community morality and social justice and being right with one another. I mean, you have to ask yourself every day, am I right with God? Am I right with my family? And am I right with my community? And I think the answer for most of us these days is no.
Getting back to Iran, what do you see? I mean, you and others are saying an attack by Christmas. Could it be after? Or how soon could it be?
I'll say it's while Congress is not in session, but I believe it will be before Christmas. And I think that Congress is seriously irresponsible if it does not declare in writing, in public, that Israel will be absolutely cut off, will receive zero from the American taxpayer for the next 4 years if they attack Iran. Nothing,
but contrary,
says Cheney notwithstanding.
Contrary to that, though, AIPAC's been running around making sure everybody's in line, blackmailing, paying off. I mean, that's...
Oh, absolutely right. And AIPAC is very, very good at blackmail. I mean, there are many people who think that Bobby Inman had to withdraw as a candidate for Secretary of Defense because of their blackmail. We're now getting, and I want to be clear here, because it's not just radical Jews and radical Islamists, but they're also radical Christians who undermine America. Extremism in all of its forms is bad, and right now I distinguish between loyal American Jews and Zionist fanatics who believe that anything goes. They have a term for them here in the United States. They're called Sionim. These are people who will do anything that an Israeli secret agent asks them to do, even if it means betraying their family, their employer, or their community, or their government. And that's something we have to put a stop to.
Who is Benjamin Chertoff?
Doesn't ring a bell.
You know, I have this slip in my mind because Benjamin Chertoff wrote a big hit piece on me for Popular Mechanics. He's the first cousin of Michael Chertoff, excuse me.
Oh, the Homeland Security guy.
Yes, well, I mean, who is he on that map?
I don't know. But you know, it really comes down to common sense. Any American standing outside a 7-Eleven can probably tell you it's not a good idea to allow Israel to bomb Iran and to have four U.S. carriers right up against Iran where they can be taken out by supersonic sunburn missiles. The day that Iran sinks a U.S. carrier and a U.S. amphibious vehicle carrying 1,000 Marines, amphibious ship,
yeah,
is the day that U.S. superpower is over. It is the day that the big stick is splintered and burned.
Well, I think they want to get us into a fight because they know Americans, once we've been hit hard and are on the ground, we will go into mindless groupthink, and it'll be like Pearl Harbor, which they engineered, and we'll jump up, and that the nuking will start, which Cheney and others have already called for. So I think that if Iran, you know, let's say they bomb Iran, Iran fires back, blows up a few of these big ships, sinks them, damages them, the images of that, even normal thinking Americans will go into a red rage and say, nuke, nuke, nuke.
Yeah, well, let's take this in two parts. First off, Iran is in very, very strong position because if there is an attack by Israel or by the Americans, and I wouldn't even put it past the Americans to very stupidly put Israeli colors on some of the airplanes launched from carriers. If there is an attack, Iran is in a self-defense mode. There is no question but that such an attack will be a violation of international law. Kofi Annan, the Secretary General, has said that the United States was in violation of international law in invading and occupying Iraq. We are not on the right side of God here. We're not on the right side of man. Now, Iran has also said that if we nuke them, they're roughly 70 million people. If we nuke them, it will catalyze the other billion Muslims in the world, with the larger populations being in Indonesia, in Malaysia, and in India. So, we nuke Iran, fine. That is going to be the beginning of the end of Western Christianity.
Well, yeah, that lights the fuse. They want to push us into this final World War III scenario. That's the whole plan. Get us into a war we can't get out of.
I will tell you that I personally, as a nominally educated American who reads a lot and posts a lot of reviews on Amazon, I will tell you I believe three things. I believe that Iran has a much sounder grasp of reality in the Middle East than does the United States government. I believe that Dick Cheney is a man of great evil, who is undermining the President of the United States, who is usurping the power of George Bush personally, and who should be removed from government immediately. And finally, I believe that Congress, Democratic or Republican, is sleepwalking its way into the end of the year, and somebody needs to light a fire under them, because if Congress doesn't come out and publicly warn off the Israelis, I think we may have a very, very ugly new year.
Now, it is true that three mainline carriers are there, and then
four, I think.
Well, there's three big ones, and there's a giant, kind of one of the huge troop-carrying.
But who in their right mind would put four carriers within range? You know, it's funny, because Howard Bloom is a friend of mine. He's the author of Global Brain and also the Lucifer's Principle. He predicted the Sunni-Shiite World War back in the early 1990s, and he was talking about it as early as the 1980s. Like Steve Emerson, he's a man who sees the future. Emerson understood all of this with his PBS broadcast in 1994 when he taped Iman's on U.S. soil calling for the murder of Americans. Now, Howard tells me that he believes that Iran has been playing a strategic game from long before their destruction of Khobar Towers, and the FBI director has said conclusively that it was Iran that blew up Khobar Towers. Essentially, Iran doesn't have the long-haul capability to attack the United States on its own shores. Howard believes that for the last 4 years or more, Iran has been playing a strategic master game to lure the United States land forces into Iraq and to lure the United States naval forces into range of a Russian sunburn missile with a nuclear warhead, so that at one stroke, Iran can decapitate our land and naval forces. We don't have an air force worth mentioning. I think there is enough substance to that to where I really have to question the sanity of any government that actually is allowing this to come to this kind of brink.
Now, we know that the big Marine troop carriers there. We know the three big mainline carriers are there. They never build up a force like that unless they're going to attack somebody. And the last three times we've seen this, they have gone into areas of the Middle East and Central Asia. What intel are you getting, or is it just the carriers being there is why you think they're going to attack before Congress comes back in?
I've been getting all sorts of stuff, and if anyone really wonders about the plan, there's a book called The End Game by General McInerney and somebody else. This book, The End Game, was published a couple of years ago. It lays it out. It lays out the neocon plan to do Iraq and then Iran and then Syria and then Egypt and finally Jordan.
Well, sure, the neocons themselves said
that. But what you don't understand is that Hitler took over Germany with 25,000 people, okay? And what has happened here is the neocons have been put into a position of power, and even though they've frittered off, Wolfowitz is gone, Feitz is gone, I predicted Cambon would be fired 2 weeks ago, and he's gone. What is happening here is they have got the single most powerful position in our structure. They have Vice President Cheney. He's the last man standing. And I am absolutely persuaded that Cheney is being treasonous to the United States.
So rather than lose power, you think they're going to do a Hail Mary launch World War III?
Yes, they've done Hail Marys before, and I will tell you something. It would not at all surprise me for Dick Cheney to do something as evil as tempting the president into getting drunk. He's a recovering alcoholic, like some of us around the country. into tempting the president to get drunk and then either taking over power or usurping power.
Well,
while the
Bush has already been seen getting off a few weeks ago at Crawford, stumbling around drunk. It was on the news, and he's been seen at press conferences, obviously drunk.
Well, I think I don't know if I would say that the president has been drinking or has been drunk. I believe the president is under enormous stress, and I believe that the vice president is a big part of that. And I think the quickest way to relieve stress on the president and to move back from the brink with Iran is to fire the vice president.
No, I understand you're beating that drum to fire Dick Cheney, but as you said, the neocons are still in the power positions.
But you get rid of Dick Cheney, and then you have more reasonable guys like Baker and Scowcroft and Bob Gates. I happen to like Bob Gates. I think Bob Gates needs to learn not to confuse loyalty with integrity, which was his problem in the Iran-Contra thing, but that's a common problem at the higher ranks. I have nothing against Bob Gates. He's an extremely smart individual. But the bottom line here is we need to insulate the president. I know Karen Hughes has been warned about this.
Stay there. We got a break. We got a break again. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbook, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Israeli plan in 83, a Pentagon plan in 2002, to go into Iraq, to break it in three pieces, to have civil war as a pretext to stay there and build permanent bases and make over $100 billion a year just in weapons, procurements, and sales for that theater and for feeding and victualling of the troops. And so there's really a chaos principle here. So people think they've fallen on their face in Iraq. They were trying to bake a cake. They were trying to create a crisis. They may have burned the cake. It looks like it went even worse than they wanted it to. So certainly there is some bumbling there. But that's the method to their madness. The worse it gets, they're still in the power position. The people have a simian tendency to rally around the chief orangutan, during the crises or around the big silverback. And that's what's happening here. And clearly they say they want to attack. Israel's saying they may attack anytime and drag us in. And it's horrible. And a lot of these soft Americans who are having their dollar devalued, it's by the very same crew, the very same globalists. So the globalists allowed the neocons to get in. The globalists allowed them to run with the ball. And then if they get burned, hey, they take the blame in history, and this global elite moves forward. I mean, OPEC and a lot of other people wanted to go into Iraq and shut off that oil to jack up prices. A lot of people let the neocons run with the ball here, and so I don't think the buck can entirely stop with them. Mr. Steele, do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I think you've got a very good common sense perspective on all of this.
Well, where does it go from here? I mean, you really think that I mean, when's the new Congress start?
Sometime in January. Probably mid-January, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's right after, mid-January. Well, so you think they're, I mean, everybody's saying this. You think they're going to, I mean, the carriers aren't there for no reason, but I hope you're wrong. I hope they don't attack.
Look, the United States has never put four carriers like that. They didn't do it in Vietnam. They have never done this before. This is either an incredibly stupid bluff or an incredibly stupid plan.
A lot of people have said they may use a false flag and maybe blow up one of the carriers or an auxiliary ship and claim that the Iranians did it, kind of like a USS Maine or Gulf of Tonkin redo.
Look, we have a history of doing stuff like this. My biggest concern right now is I know and respect the flag officers we have, but one of the problems that we have in the U.S. power structure is people confusing loyalty with integrity. They are confusing loyalty to the chain of command, even though it's got too many morons in it, with integrity and supporting the Constitution and never forgetting that it's the people of the United States and the best interests of the people of the United States.
Not the best interests of the corporations. Well,
not
the
best interests of the corporations, not the best interests of the neocons. I mean, well, I think this White House is out of touch with reality in part because Dick Cheney is buffering the president from being in touch with people who love him, respect him, and want him to understand that Dick Cheney is handing him his ass.
Well, now, let me hold you a few minutes over, then we'll get Ed Haas on, because I want to, if you've got time, maybe just 5 minutes, because I want to ask a few other questions here of our guests. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a big link over to Mr. Steele's news service and website as well, OSS.net. And please remember, it's the holiday season. The InfoWar is key. Get your orders in the next 10 days by the 15th to ensure you get them well before Christmas. All my books and videos, the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.